Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day, from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Elise Marie Ramirez, who is in formation ministry in her congregation, the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Her preaching today is entitled, A Laboring of Love.
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out at dawn to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with them for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. Going out about 9 o'clock, the landowner saw others standing idle in the marketplace and said to them, "You too, go into my vineyard, and I will give you what is just." So they went off. And he went out again around noon and around 3 o'clock and did likewise. Going out about 5 o'clock, the landowner found others standing around and said to them, "Why do you stand here idle all day?" They answered, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You too, go into my vineyard." When it was evening, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Summon the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and ending with the first." When those who had started about 5 o'clock came, each received the usual daily wage. So when the first came, they thought they would receive more. But each of them also got the usual daily wage. And on receiving it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "These last ones worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who bore the day's burden and heat." He said to them in reply, "My friend, I am not cheating you. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what is yours and go. What if I wish to give this last one the same as you? Or am I not free to do as I wish with my own money? Are you envious because I am generous? Thus the last will be first, and the first will be last." One of my favorite and most comforting images is a Peruvian clay figurine. I can hold it in the palm of my hand. The image is of a cross being carried on the shoulders of persons dressed in traditional Peruvian clothing. There is absolutely no space anywhere along the edge of the cross for anyone else to squeeze in to help. Sitting with today's passage from Matthew, I am drawn to the Peruvian clay piece, with Jeremiah's words echoing in my mind, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways." We share a deep desire, you and I. It is a desire, a need, that comes out of our shared humanity. The need to find meaning in what we are experiencing. And what are we experiencing? A global pandemic with over 944,000 deaths worldwide, with 197,000 in the United States alone. The inability for thousands in Peru to have the simple resource of an oxygen tank in the midst of this same pandemic that savages lungs and bronchial tubes. And there's the ongoing brawl of conservative, liberal, in both church and state, while fires rage, droughts prolong, and a toxic Tijuana River flows into the Pacific. And please, God, please stop us from hearing of yet one more death of a black man, woman, or child at the hands of one who is meant to protect. These times are difficult for so many. For some, every single day is a cross, not a vineyard, a journey to Jerusalem. Rather than healthy, growing vines with ripening fruit, for too many persons, the landscape unfolds before them with little sign of relief or sustenance on its way. This little clay piece speaks to me of faith in the midst of all that is hard. We share something else, you and I. We believe in and seek the presence of the living God in all things. We believe the Christ that we know is among us. Believe Christ's face is the face of the mercy of God. And so we take deep breaths of hope in the midst of trauma, suffering, injustice, and crises. For it is the face of Christ where we find our meaning. We see Christ's face in the faces of those who suffer, and we long to find a way to labor in the vineyard, side by side, not for the sake of money, but to do God's work of lightening one another's burdens. This parable of the laborers in the vineyard baffles us. It teases our reason and disturbs our quantified understandings of grace, worthiness, and God. Yet, staying with the passage allows truth to materialize, and we catch a glimpse of God's way of being, of God's way of thinking. In Christ, we see God's way of being and thinking, and realize that producing and consuming is less God's way to find meaning than it is ours. Whether we arrive at dawn or at 5 o'clock does not matter. What does matter to God is breaking open our hearts, minds, lives, breaking open so there will always be enough for the other who is yet to come, offering ourselves as bread for the life of the other, for the life of the world, which takes us back to this small Peruvian clay figure still in the palm of my hand. This small crew acting as one, carrying together the precious wood of the cross, is actually in perpetual motion. It is caught in an eternal laboring of love, instinctively molding a hand around it with a fierce tenderness. We can hear the wordless groans of the Spirit interceding for all God's people. We inch closer to the wood of this cross, resting it on our shoulder, taking our part in the laboring of love. And we grin ear to ear with gratitude as we see the foreman heading to the last one hired. How marvelous our God is, generous beyond our imagining.